It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to you, wherever you might be. Everybody on the roads, the highways, the byways, at home, here, there, everywhere. Thank you for being here, listening on the Infinity Sports Network. On the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Do you have one? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, holding it down on the boards, Ray Jarvis. What a day. New York Knicks, they're trying to eliminate the Celtics. Knicks got them on a, well, Knicks put some points up. They're doing the reverse the Celtics did to them. 38-24 is the score. Yeah, almost halfway through the second quarter. We talked about that. We've had some guests come on through. A big thank you to Solomon Wilcots coming through to talk some NFL. Brock Purdy got paid $53 million a year. They've been saying they're going to pay that guy forever. I wonder when Michael Parsons will get paid. Probably the day before the season starts. That old cheapskate. And Jerry Jones. He likes to make people sweat. Anyway, you want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That number again, 888-710-4ISN. New York Knicks now lead 40-24. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, you know, speaking of history, we got details on Michael Jordan and his NBC appearances later this year. Yeah, the NBA will be back on NBC, and Michael Jordan will be back as well. Maybe not in the space and capacity that you would want, but yeah, he will be there. And so, yeah, we even got Caitlin Clark. Yeah, she's playing basketball tomorrow, the season opener for the Indiana Fever against Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky. Yeah, I'm not even watching some of these video packages that they'll do. They're just going to talk about them ad nauseum. I'm just going to turn the game on and keep it moving with my life. New York Knicks are trying to keep things moving right now. Brad Stevens is wearing ear pods at the game. Ray, what is he doing? Listening to the play-by-play? What is he doing?
I've never seen that one before. I guess he's trying to find a way to zone. Maybe he's listening to white noise to zone out the shellacking that's taking place at the Garden.
Yeah, right now, 40-24, the New York Knicks lead the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown, I said he needs to show up. He has shown up so far. He has 13 points, but nobody else has more than four, and that's Al Horford. And so Derek White, who was lighting it up in the last game, he only has 2 points. 1 of 6 from the field, 0 of 4 from downtown. Drew Holiday, ouch, 0 of 5 from the field. Peyton Pritchard, the reigning NBA Sixth Man of the Year, off the bench, he is 0 of 3. All three-point shots, he has 0 points. Kristaps Porzingis, 3 points, he's 1 of 4. Yeah, the Celtics need somebody to put up some points quickly. Karl-Anthony Towns leading the way for the New York Knicks. He has 13 points. Mikal Bridges has 12. Jalen Brunson is just chilling. He's like, I got 4, and I don't got to do nothing tonight. Thank you very much. Looks like New York Knicks, if they keep this up, it looks like they'll get the job done. But we do know the way the Celtics shoot the three. If they can get it going, they most certainly will have a chance to get back into this game. They live by the three, and tonight, like they did in the last game, the first two games, they are dying by the three. They're combined 3 of 16 from the field. New York Knicks have just extended the lead to 44 points, 44-27. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. And the guy who has put up the points I just told you about him, Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown spoke prior to the game, and he says, you know what? I don't care what you say. I don't care what the guy on TV says. I don't care what anybody says. We are going to keep fighting until there is nothing left to do. Listen to Jaylen Brown.
I know it's easy to kind of write things off. Obviously, unfortunate what happened to JT. But we still got basketball to be played. You know, I believe in this group, so, you know, don't count us out just yet.
Okay. I believe the children are our future. I believe in world peace. I mean, I think that we're going to get there. I don't think the Celtics are going to win this series. I think the Knicks got this. I think they'll get the job done tonight. They are the Knicks, but they are playing pretty well, so we'll see what happens. There is a whole lot more basketball to be played. Earlier today in New York City, Bill Belichick continued on his book tour, completely ignoring the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft. He does not exist in his world. Bill Belichick, very excited about coaching at North Carolina. And he had this interview with Michael Strahan. And Michael Strahan tried to slip in a question about Bill Belichick and his personal life. He asked Bill Belichick about all the attention that his personal relationship is getting. Listen to Bill Belichick and Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
She's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages, and also given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side. You know, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You're good. As long as when has Bill Belichick ever appeared to be happy? I guess, well, the answer is now. Ray, has he ever been happy? No, just today, right? Today, now?
No, he's been generally grumpy. Even when you watch the podcast where his former players talk about him, it's a grumpy guy with some very dry humor. So now, if anyone gets a chance to watch that Good Morning America interview when he's asked about his lady, you even see like a little smile. So he forgot where he was at for a second. A little smirky smirk, and then he went back into his character.
It was a twinkle in his eye.
Right. There you go.
A little twinkle.
He was thinking about his muse.
Oh, his creative muse. And good for Bill Belichick. Let's see how happy he is when North Carolina is going, I don't know. How many wins are they going to pick up? 7 wins?
People say he might not even get to week one. That's been the noise.
You think he's not leaving? Come on. The buyout drops to $1 million in like, what, a week and a half? You think Bill Belichick's not going to coach this team?
The streets are saying he's not making it to week one. It's too noisy. North Carolina is uncomfortable. The creative muse is lurking in the shadows like it's House of Cards. There's a lot going on right now.
House of Cards. I've never seen that. Is that like a royal type thing?
It's a political show on Netflix. It was kind of viral after season 2 because it basically told the story of how like people become presidents, all of the back channel deals that take place that you never hear about or see.
Oh, so it doesn't come on no more. It's done.
It's on Netflix. It's still there.
Wasn't this an HBO or Starz or Showtime thing original, right?
No, it's a Netflix original.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it.
I was locked in real time when that show was out.
I don't know nothing about TV. You get my life together. House of Cards. Okay. How many seasons is it?
House of Cards had 4 seasons. The star, I forget his name escapes me at the moment. Oh, man. I'm going to look it up in the meantime.
I probably won't know who the hell it
you,
is.
He's a popular guy.
Don't waste your time. I don't know.
But he caught a little scandal, and they had to, like, shoot him away more
I've
or
heard
less.
I've heard a scandal, too.
Kevin Spacey. That's who it was.
Kevin Spacey. Oh, I know Kevin Spacey.
Right, I knew you would.
I couldn't tell you what movies he's been in or what movies I've seen him in, but I know what he looks like.
Yeah. During the Me Too movement, he got caught up in some situation.
Me Too?
Yes.
He got Me Too, too?
Not the kind of Me Too, but he got jammed up, and they told him, listen, Mr. Spacey, we thank you, but you got to go.
Oh, wow. Wow. Because on the show?
Nah, he had to leave. They shoot him. Wow. They got him out of there immediately. His co-star got moved up to the star of the show, and he was never mentioned again.
Oh, he's not like Puff Daddy, right?
No, Puff Daddy's a final boss of that whole situation.
Okay. He might be final boss in prison. That's not what you want either. Oh, my God.
Not at all.
Some of those stories with Puff Daddy, oh, my God. None of it's shocking. It's just like, oh, this sounds normal to me if you paid attention to the guy for the past 30 years.
Right. This is what I've always told people. If you follow his career, we've been hearing this story since the late 90s, the early 2000s.
Yeah, this has been, yeah. Yeah. Man, everybody's getting got with allegations. I mean, they got Smokey. You heard about Smokey Robinson?
Yeah, they said they're saying that Smokey Robinson is allegedly a dirty old man, and that breaks my heart.
They said it was with the ladies who cleaned the house, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly, right. Well, they said the same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger got the lady who cleaned the house. He got her pregnant.
Well, yeah, that seemed like it was a mutual entanglement, if you will.
Yeah, but you're right. But that Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't deny that child. That kid got to be, what, 30 by now?
That is Arnold Schwarzenegger copy and paste.
Yeah, that kid. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Who do we talk about earlier in the show? Oh, Tom Brady's wife, ex-wife.
Yeah. And the yoga teacher.
Tom Brady's ex-wife with the yoga teacher and Arnold Schwarzenegger with the nanny. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
It seems like it's kind of difficult being famous and having relationships, huh? You know, maybe being regular is not so bad.
Money? Is it famous or is it the money?
I guess it's the money.
Like, are women knocking down the door to Bill Belichick? Did he just have a lot of options before this? I guess, right? Maybe.
Maybe. Apparently, you see what he's walking around with? Maybe he had his pick of the litter.
How many other beauty queens wanted Bill Belichick?
Questions that need answers. Maybe it's in the book.
Did you see his girlfriend before this one?
Not at all. This the entire time I thought he was married. I thought he was just, you know, old married crusty guy who coaches football.
Age appropriate woman, okay. And now all of a sudden he's found a beauty queen that, what'd she come in, third last weekend in Miss Maine or something like that? Is that the worst? I don't know. How many women in Maine? They got a lot of them?
Apparently. If they have in pageants, it has to be enough for a pageant, no?
They got 10 women in Maine.
Well, you know.
Do they fish? Do they hang out at the beach? I'm being a jerk. Okay, enough. Anyway, they're good for Bill Belichick. Good for all of these people. Bill Belichick going to get the job done at the college level for North Carolina. He's going to show up and do his job. We'll see what Bill Belichick ends up doing in North Carolina. I'm going to root for him. Is he not must-watch TV the same way we just talked about Caitlin Clark? Is Bill Belichick not must-watch?
He's the most compelling thing in college sports at the moment. Shador's gone. You have Coach Prime there. But right now, it's all about Belichick.
Deion Sanders has to worry about who his quarterback is going to be. Shador is going to be looking for playing time out in Cleveland. And it's kind of crazy. Like, we just talked about this yesterday. Deion Sanders has an entire documentary that's coming out on Netflix, not Amazon Prime, because that would make too much sense. Deion has this three-part series that's coming out on Netflix. Cam Ward got drafted, right? Did he got drafted? Did I miss something? He got drafted, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him. I didn't get a post-draft interview. I know Shador got drafted. Do we know if maybe he reclassified?
Yeah, that's crazy. This is almost like the NBA draft from last year. It's like Zachary Richache went number one, and then we know who got all of the attention. LeBron's son, Bronny. What was he, 55? I think he was a 55th pick in the draft. They got 60-something slots.
The first 55th pick in NBA history to have a pageant that on opening night.
A pageant?
You know, yeah, they had all the pageantry. Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling it a pageant to be slanderous because it's ridiculous that the 55th pick in the draft got all of this pomp and circumstances, and he shouldn't even have been in the G League. He should have been a sophomore at USC.
Yeah, Brock Purdy was the last pick of the draft. He got 53 today, so it could work out for him, right?
Brock Purdy could have gone to McDonald's and no one knew who he was until he got on the field and he had to prove it. LeBron Jr. got everything. LeBron, no, don't get upset.
He doesn't have to work.
Yeah, you're right.
He could have said, I want to work for, what's LeBron's company, Spring Hill?
He could have been an intern at Clutch.
Yeah. Work for, what's the guy's name, Dayton Adele? What's his name? Rich Paul.
Rich Paul. He could have got Rich Paul some coffee, no?
He could have. Well, he wouldn't be getting coffee. They throw him into a great spot. Right now, how nepotism works?
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Forget getting coffee. Somebody would be getting Bronny's coffee. Okay.
No, Bronny. See, I want to be respectful because this whole situation, we don't get to see that often. Shout out to LeBron for getting his son to the league. But he's taking up a spot. And it's ridiculous.
Well, maybe one day he'll be like Gary Payton Jr. I think that's a ceiling in the NBA.
You know what? I haven't heard anyone say that until right now. That is the perfect comp. Undersized guard, super athletic, can move his feet, can play defense. Yeah, I see that.
And, you know, I think he's a little bit, I mean, he seems to be a little bit more fluid of a scorer, too.
Yeah.
Than Gary Payton Jr. So who knows? Maybe he'll be Gary Payton Jr. with Patrick Beverly, okay? Is that too much? Too much.
Right? He'll be the Michael Jordan of Gary Payton Jr.'s. I'll take it.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. But that's possible. That's possible. Yeah, man, it's tough being Shador just found out. It's tough being a superstar son. Deion Sanders, one of the most famous athletes in professional sports here in America. History, Deion there. And now Shador is kind of carrying that, had the pay for it and some of his behaviors as a part of the process. And meanwhile, we got Cam Ward here. We don't hear anything. Like, Cam Ward is basically flown under the radar. And of course, everybody wants the drama. Everybody wants the story. If I'm Cam Ward, I'm actually happy that people ain't talking about me. Good. Let me fly under the radar with the Tennessee Titans and let me keep on a rolling and doing what I got to do without a shadow of a doubt. And Cam Ward, I think all things considered, would he not be the leading candidate for Rookie of the Year? Like, it can't be Shador. How many starts is he going to get? Four max? Five? He may not start until, I don't know, earliest October, November? I'm not so sure about that. Shout-outs to Cam Ward. I remember he had a conversation with Shador. Shador's like, hey, let's go make some records. Like, what are your hobbies outside of football? He's like, man, I play football, man. Don't make no silly records with you. Maybe that's why Shador he has a job. Maybe that's why he had to wait for his job. Silly things like that. Hey, Borgonzi is the new GM of the Tennessee Titans. It wasn't a difficult decision to go ahead and select Cam Ward at number one overall. And Borgonzi was actually on Rich Eisen's show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And he had some words to say about Cam Ward. Take a listen to this.
You know, some of the characteristics I saw when we scouted Patrick, I kind of mentioned some other interviews. Just, you know, the arm talent obviously stands out with Cam. Some of the natural instincts and poise in the pocket that he has and his ability to create outside the pocket. And then when you really got a chance to meet Cam, you know, we were really impressed with just the person. Not only his football intellect, but, you know, his leadership ability.
Yeah, I mean, everything that the guy's ever said is just, he's pretty straightforward, just all football. I wish him nothing but the best. Like, I hope he finds success with the Tennessee Titans. There's enough quarterbacks that we get. These guys come in, they're cocky, they're arrogant. I mean, Will Levis came in and everything was all marketing. Hey, I eat mayonnaise for breakfast. Like, look at me. I'm eating a banana with the skin on it. Look at me. And then he goes onto the football field and he's throwing a football to the wrong team. Like, that's just what it is. I mean, in the world that we live in today, everybody wants to be up front and center. Everybody wants to have the cameras on them. Everybody wants to make the money, as you should. But when things don't work, just be prepared for the criticism. That's it. I don't care whether your name is Will Levis or Jimmy Butler or Angel Reese, and just throwing out names. People I've heard, they make statements, they say things, and they want to fight or bat against it, or they just stop. I appreciate dudes like Cam Ward, and there's different strokes for different folks. But I like the people to just show up, get the job done, make the money, and roll. I'm wishing Cam Ward nothing but the best. And Shador, too. I'm wishing him nothing but the best. He's going to earn it. I mean, that last name and some of his own behavior, apparently, in the draft process, they're going to make him earn it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, I'll give you an update on the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. Of course, we'll start talking about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I told you, we're dipping into some history. Michael Jordan will be back on NBC. Later this year. In what capacity? I'll tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. This is going to be music to Knicks fans' ears. Man, the Knicks got one more half before they approach their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. The Knicks lead the Celtics at halftime 64-37. Jaylen Brown is going out guns a-blazing. Unfortunately, nobody else is hitting. Jaylen Brown has 18 points for the Boston Celtics. Nobody else has more than five, and that's Luke Kornet. Derek White is cold, 2 points. Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year, 0 points. Kristaps Porzingis, 4 points. Yeah, this is not looking good. The Celtics, they don't have it right now. Overall, the Celtics are shooting 33% from the field and from downtown, even worse. We saw this in the first couple of games. The Celtics are 4 of 19 from downtown. Ouch. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks, they're not that much better from 3, 7 of 23. But they're knocking down the shots. Mikal Bridges with 12. Karl Anthony Towns with 16. Jalen Brunson got hot late in the half. 11 points. Even Miles McBride off the bench with 10 points. Who says that Tom Thibodeau doesn't go out there and use his bench? It will be long gone by the time this game is over, but the New York Knicks are certainly looking to advance to their first Eastern Conference Finals. 25 years to go ahead and take on the Indiana Pacers, the last team that they took on and faced in the Eastern Conference Finals. That year, I mean, the New York Knicks lost to the Pacers. The Pacers then went to the finals, and they lost to the Lakers. Let's see what the New York Knicks do this year. Hey, where's Rashawn from Baltimore? Probably having a couple of drinks by now. Called up and said the Knicks are not a... Ray, what did he say? Championship caliber? What did he say?
He said that the Knicks are frauds. They're not championship caliber. He didn't like the way they struggled in the previous series against Detroit. He doesn't like how Thibodeau coaches the team. He just doesn't like the Knicks as a championship caliber level team.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. Tell me that you don't think the Knicks will win. Don't tell me championship. They're one of the top four teams left. And injuries are a factor for everybody. So we'll see what the New York Knicks do. By all indications, unless they have an epic collapse, well, the New York Knicks will be on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. And you think about the glory years for the New York Knicks, you got to go back to the 90s. And it was mostly Michael Jordan who was in their way. Trying to win, not winning. MJ was just... He's just there. He stopped everybody, damn it. I don't care if it was the Orlando Magic outside of the year that he decided to retire and come back, the Knicks, the Pacers. Michael Jordan said, this is my league, and I'm running it. A lot of nostalgia going back to the 90s. And this is pretty awesome as well. We all heard this week that Michael Jordan is going to be a broadcaster for the first time ever. And I don't even know if we could call him a broadcaster, because NBC, during their upfronts, they announced that Michael Jordan would pretty much be a special contributor to NBC's coverage. Yeah, there we go. Oh, this warms my heart. And they updated it, too. There we go. Yeah, they hit it with some 2025 auto-tune. This is like a Sunday afternoon. You turn it on, and next thing you know, boom. Michael Jordan is roasting Karl Malone. And then, Ray, remember the guy, the voiceover guy? Remember that voice?
Of course. He was all part of the package.
Yeah, that guy started talking, and it was just like, this is amazing.
That's what's missing from today's game. We missed that. I miss hearing Bob Costas or Marv Albert giving us the breakdown, the little story before the game, the Sunday triple headers. I miss all of that.
Marv Albert.
Now we just get teams. What about the stories? Like John Starks versus Michael Jordan was a real thing, and you hear Marv Albert talk about the previous encounters.
Now, well, forget. I'm thinking about the voiceover.
That too is all. I'm saying that whole package, the voice leading into the backstory for the matchup. We need that again.
Now from New York City, the New York Knicks versus the Indiana Pacers.
That's not a little weird that they're going to be using AI for that voice. That doesn't bother you.
Wait. They are?
Yeah. It's going to be AI.
That gentleman is no longer here?
I guess not.
Well, I didn't know that part.
I'm not trying to kill anybody, but.
No, I didn't know that. That they're going to use AI for his voice?
Yes.
No, it doesn't bother me. No. There's an AI version of me. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's an AI version of myself. Yeah.
It's
an AI version of me. What can you say? I don't know. Anyway, Michael Jordan's going to be back. But he's not even going to be in studio for now. This is what NBC pretty much said. Or CNBC gave some news. The initial plan is for Jordan to appear in tape segments during the season to provide analysis that will air during pregame shows or halftime. What? Like, what was that? I know Michael Jordan is rich. Okay, he's billionaire rich. Like, Michael Jordan doesn't need to go outside and do anything for the rest of his life. What does that mean that he can't, he's too good to be in a studio? And he can't fly in on a private jet. NBC just can't fly him in and just say, Mike, can you give us a perspective, like a taped segment? What the heck is that? Where's the relevant?
After watching The Last Dance, Mike, when it comes to talking and Mike, maybe he knows his limits. You know, I'm going to give you just enough to want more, but not too much to tell me to go away.
No. Why are we going to play a tape segment? That's a package, a special contributor. Like, that's a package. And if I'm watching a live game, let's say right now between the Knicks and the Celtics, I don't expect Michael. He got better things to do. I don't expect Michael Jordan to pop up and just kind of break the game down. Like, come on. He's like, I got better things to do. Find my old guy, Kenny. That's why Kenny is here, okay? That's why you got Kenny. Ultimately, we need Michael Jordan at the pregame. We got Wayne Gretzky, the great one, is sitting around. And he's boring as hell, to be honest. Wayne Gretzky hasn't said, I don't think, anything notable. No, he did. Hey, Marco, remember when Wayne Gretzky said that the playoff games were too long? Remember that?
Vaguely. Was it an overtime game?
Yes, he was tired.
And he wanted to go home? I vaguely remember that, yes.
That is the most notable thing that Wayne Gretzky has ever said. And he's sitting in the studio. I know Michael Jordan is not sitting around for 3-4 hours. Production meeting, what? No. You want me to do what? I will walk in with a cigar. I will sit down, ask me a question, and leave. I'll talk to the producer in my car on the way to the... Just sit me on the set and tell me to go. But recorded segments? Before the game? At halftime? Like, no, I need to hear him be critical of somebody in a game that they're playing. Like, come on.
Well, to me, it's two things. Either he doesn't want to be critical, because Mike always kind of ran from that anyway throughout his career.
He's old now.
Yeah. Republicans still buy sneakers, too. Remember that line? You know, I don't think Jordan has gotten rid of that.
How many more billions can he? What, with the players? This guy talks crap to the players. Okay?
Yeah, but no cameras there, and we don't catch the audio. So I don't know. I think it's twofold. I think it's one, he doesn't want to be critical, and maybe he doesn't trust himself that he wouldn't be critical if you got him in a live situation. So let's tape it. If I don't like it, we'll do it again.
He's like, I got Jason Tatum and Luka signed to Jordan Brand. I can't say anything.
Well, I mean, I don't know, because I don't know what Jordan's – I mean, listen, it's been so long since he's been retired. He never was a guy to talk. And I didn't say, well, he owned the Bobcats or Hornets or whatever the hell they were. I get it, but I don't think Jordan was that guy. I think he wants to make his money. I think he wants to live his life. He hates everything because he doesn't feel like anybody's up to his standard, and they're not. And I don't think he wants to be that guy that's critical, because I don't think he wants to hurt his bottom line. So I'm a little surprised he's doing any of this, but it makes sense if he's doing a prepackaged, nonsensical nothing. Then, it makes sense.
Waste of time.
But a damn good check for him, I'm sure.
Yeah. What do you think he's getting? Well, They're showing up at his house and pulling it. He's like, I'm not coming to the studio. You're coming to my house, okay?
Well, that's, I mean, I'm prepackaged. I mean, yeah, he's probably going to the little studio that he's got downstairs that they're building for him. I mean, he's not going to do much.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're not going to get the
y'all know what needs to happen? Charles Barkley needs to insult him for doing this. That's what we need. That's what we need. I need that. I need that.
I'd be all for it, but they don't speak as it is. So
what's
the difference?
That's my point. That's why. Let Charles Barkley needle him. Charles Barkley is like, hey, I show up to work and talk crap, and now we got other ball-headed guys running around thinking that they can just pop up and do TV on NBC. That's what Charles Barkley needs to say.
You know he's going to say that at some point, though, right?
Good. Good. And my fingers are crossed.
I just can't imagine Jordan caring.
Well, he just cut the guy off because
he cut him off for nothing before. I mean, what is it? Basically, he was upset that he didn't like some of the things he did as an owner
with the Hornets. Yeah,
you sucked.
He said he had too many yes men around him. That's what
you sucked, and you were complaining because Barkley called you on it.
That was the that was the crime that Charles Barkley committed.
That's what I'm saying, man.
He didn't say, hey, your son sucks at basketball, you know. He could have said that. Ray, what did he average? Where did his son go to school? Somewhere in Florida, right?
I think he went to UCF, Central Florida.
He did? I thought he was worse.
And he was sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what did he average? 3 points, 2 points? Like that?
I won't be that disrespectful. He got some tick at UCF, but he just wasn't a pro.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Charles Barkley, see, understandable if he destroyed him there. He said, hey, you got these bums around you on the Hornets, and you just, Michael Jordan just said, no, sir. And they're not his friend anymore? Who wants friends like that?
I mean.
What, Marco?
I'm saying, to me, look, we know how the guy is, but that stuff is soft. It's not like he went again. Forget his son as a player. Like, he didn't go after the Larsa Pippen stuff. Like, he went after, you just sucked as an owner.
Hey, well, you didn't teach your boy morals? Why is your son shacking up with old ladies?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't do the, you know, why is your son dating his babysitter? Like, he didn't do that.
Ouch.
He didn't go into that. He didn't go into any of that.
I mean, Larsa Pippen, I don't blame Lil Mike for that. You know? What? There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. No, sir. No, no thanks. No thanks. She, never mind. No. Never mind. Never mind. You're on your own that one, Ray. I'm not. I wouldn't. No. No thanks. Who's she with now? Is she with another musician or basketball player or something at this point in time?
I don't know. I don't have that bingo card on me.
Yeah, I tuned out once she stopped messing with Mike's son.
She was with Malik Beasley, right?
She's been with Malik Beasley. I know in the past she was with Future. She's been around.
Yeah. Well, she needs new surgeries, I guess, every now and then. Somebody has to pay for the surgeries, right?
And it ain't Scotty no more.
Yeah, it's not. Well, they have turned Scotty into a supervillain, okay? Between Michael Jordan and the documentary and his ex-wife. Like, Scottie Pippen has been just stewing for years now about all of this. So if Scottie Pippen went off on a tangent somewhere... I couldn't blame him. Like, they have tormented this guy for like 30 years.
So between all this, he wake up in a cold sweat still complaining about, you know.
And how much Michael got
coach
paid.
And how much Phil Jackson didn't let him take that shot.
Yeah. You add it all up. If Scottie Pippen turned into the Joker tomorrow, I wouldn't be mad at him. Okay.
He's halfway there. Have you seen him recently? The haircuts? The
braids, man.
He's going through a transition.
The braids are not good, man. Yes. Braids are not good.
I can't keep up with what his hair is right now. I don't know. Hey, all the best to Scottie Pippen, okay? You're in our thoughts, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, what's going on right now besides the Knicks putting a whooping on the Celtics? Oh, Marco Belletti's going to tell you with a newsflash. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need to let you know about the NASCAR race preview. It's sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hard-working pros that they serve. This weekend, it is going down in North Wilkesboro Speedway. I need you to pay attention, close attention to Kyle Larson. Okay, this man is doing the Indy 500. He won't qualify. But this man, he dominated the race a couple of years ago back in 2023. There is your NASCAR race preview for the weekend. It is the end of the show. That means it's time for a few things that also took place this day, May 16th, 2025. Meanwhile, when we get the computer rolled up and ready to go on that one, the New York Knicks are beating the living hell out of the Celtics. Yeah, this game is over. Sorry, it's 80-43. There's 7 minutes to go left here in the third. Karl Anthony Towns with 19. All the Knicks with the knack. Bridges with 14. OG Anunoby with 14. Yeah, this might go down in sports history as well. Listen.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
May 16th, 1976, the Montreal Canadiens, they won their 19th title. Damn, 19. Yeah, they beat Philly 5-3. A matter of fact, they swept them. Let's listen to the final call.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. The game is over, and the Montreal Canadiens defeat Philadelphia.
And the Canadian captain gets just a tremendous ovation. Just a tremendous ovation here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's crazy. 1976, Canadians got 24 of them things. They got 24 Stanley Cup trophies. May 16th, speaking of trophies, 1980, the Lakers, they beat Philadelphia 123-107. Yeah, they won a championship in 6 games. This is that game where Magic Johnson played center as a rookie and had 42 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. He was 20 years old, won his first of 5 titles. Listen.
There it is. It's over, and the most valuable player is Magic Johnson. 42 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. He starts at center, plays forward and guard, and leads the Los Angeles Lakers to a world championship without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yo, that dude was amazing, man. That was 1980. Coming out of Michigan State, right out the gate. How about this? May 16th, 1985. You want to talk about another great player? We just talked about him in the last break. He's going to be a contributor to NBC. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Not. Anyway, Michael Jordan, he won Rookie of the Year after dropping 28 points, 6.5 rebounds, 6 assists, led the NBA in scoring, was on an all-star team. He was on everything. Listen to this.
First award honors the new kid on the block, the NBA Rookie of the Year. This season saw a number of brilliant rookies enter the NBA. But one player in particular captured the imagination and attention of fans throughout the country. His high-flying acrobatics and infectious enthusiasm helped lead his team into the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, and was one of the major reasons that nearly doubled the Chicago Bulls' attendance. And from the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, all he does is score. All Michael Jordan does is score. He's not going to be able to do anything else. Yeah. And we see how that turned out for him, okay? Yeah, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. May 16th. It's been that way all day. This year, 2025. And at this moment, this second, this is going to be a day in history for the New York Knicks and their fans. Today will be the day that the New York Knicks advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, something that they have not done in 25 years. Right now, this minute, this second, the Knicks lead the Celtics 80-43. 80-43. I can't believe it. Well, I can. The Knicks are due. The fan base is definitely due. It's great to see Walt Clyde Frazier is front and center. It's kind of crazy to think that this man is in his 80s now. 1973 was the last time the New York Knicks won a championship. Can they do it? They can beat the Pacers. The New York Knicks can go to the NBA Finals. Can the New York Knicks beat the Thunder or the Nuggets? I'm not so sure. I got a lot to talk about next week. Hey, Ray, thank you so much for a great 2 days, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate working with you, man. We'll be back working together. I think Tuesday I'll be back here. So looking
Sounds
forward
good.
To running it back again. It
sounds good. Between now and then, we should have plenty more basketball to get into. We got Caitlin Clark tomorrow. We got a game 7 with the Nuggets and Thunder on Sunday. Listen, folks, you can find me online all over the place at JR Sport Brief. Ray, where can people find you, man?
They can find me on Twitter at Jarv, JARVTGA. Same thing on Instagram. Find me there. You know, the takes are there. Lock in with me.
Appreciate it. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap. Have an amazing weekend. Please be safe, be well, be amazing, all of the good things. But don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network, because Bart Winkler is coming up next. JR Sport Brief Show done.